This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gudday, and this is The Rundown. New Cook County State's Attorney Eileen O'Neill Burke has announced a new policy that she says will help reduce gun violence. O'Neill Burke says her office will seek pretrial detention for people who commit crimes with firearms equipped with extended magazines. The extended magazines, combined with something called a switch, can turn handguns into assault weapons. But she also focused her speech yesterday on restorative justice programs for low-level crimes.
They are geared for non-violent offenders, and we are going to double down and make sure we are getting as many people turned around before they turn to violent crime and as possible.
She says these programs cost a fraction of what it does to incarcerate someone. Nearly two-thirds of Chicago Public Schools principals and assistant principals signed a letter supporting the school district's embattled CEO. Mayor Brandon Johnson said he is not impressed. Johnson brushed off the letter, saying he doesn't think much of it. Johnson and CEO Pedro Martinez are at odds over how to deal with the district's budget deficit. That's coming into play in negotiations over the teachers' contract. Martinez insists the union demands are too expensive. But Johnson, a CTU ally, says the demands are important to families.
Class sizes that are manageable, extracurricular activity, the full force and the broad curriculum so that children can experience their greatness. That's what this is about.
The school board could consider Martinez's job status at its meeting tomorrow. An anti-gentrification ordinance that recently went into effect in some Chicago neighborhoods is now being revised. The Northwest Side Housing Preservation Ordinance covers Logan Square, Humboldt Park, and surrounding neighborhoods. It is meant to slow displacement through higher demolition fees and by giving renters a chance to buy their buildings before they go on the market. The Chicago Association of Realtors recently negotiated with the ordinance sponsors for some key amendments. One change would delay the tenant purchasing pilot so that it starts in March and ends in 2029. Another would require tenants looking to buy their building to show proof of financing. The amendments were introduced yesterday, and they'll go through committee and then to the full city council for a vote in January. University of Chicago faculty and students are rallying today to demand leaders follow through on their promise to host scholars from Gaza. An email shared with WBEZ, UChicago's provost committed to announce and establish a Gaza Scholars at Risk initiative and appoint up to 8 visiting professors. 6 months later, professors like Alireza Dustar say none of that has happened. Dustar posted the following message on X.
We need to be doing everything we can to support Palestinian life and scholarship. So I'm calling on the university to stop gaslighting students and faculty colleagues and establish the Gaza Scholars at Risk initiative now.
UChicago scholars say they've made efforts to accommodate scholars, quote, from the region through an existing program. One scholar from the West Bank is on campus now. Some more things you should know today. More than 240 drivers felt the sting of Chicago's winter parking ban during its second day. The Sun-Times reports the city issued an unheard-of one-day reprieve during the first night of the parking ban on Sunday, giving drivers informational flyers instead of tows. But the same could not be said yesterday morning. The winter parking ban is enforced on the city's main streets through April 1st, regardless of whether there is snow. Chicago Bears president Kevin Warren said Ryan Poles will remain the general manager and serve as the point person in the search for a head coach to replace the fired Matt Eberflus. He says Poles will have the final say if the two have differing opinions on who should get the job. Chicago had never fired a coach during a season. But a 6-game losing streak, marked by questionable coaching decisions, spurred the founding NFL franchise to change course. The Bears let Eberflus go Friday and replaced him on an interim basis with offensive coordinator Thomas Brown. Today's weather, it will be sunny with a high in the low 30s. And tomorrow we're expecting a high in the upper 30s and cloudy skies. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nami Gudday. Thanks for listening.